Transportation capacity forecasting and planning. As with warehouse capacity, transportation capacity needs to be forecasted and planned in advance. Transportation capacity is easier to scale up quickly than warehouse capacity, since there are numerous options for increasing carrier capacity. Doing so efficiently and economically is the challenge. A number of constraints on transportation capacity need to be considered when forecasting and planning, so these are discussed first. After addressing forecasting and planning, the benefits of investing time in this area are covered. Capacity constraints. When evaluating bids from carriers or forecasting transportation requirements, a logistics manager should understand the capacity constraints with which he or she is operating, including distance, volume, density, stowability, handling, liability, and conflicts of interest. The following discussion analyzes the impact of these factors. Economies of distance and scale. Constraints in these categories include distance, volume, and density. Distance. The farther your shipment travels, the more it will cost you. It consumes more fuel, requires more labor, causes more wear and tear, and, in general, increases variable costs. However, the principle of economies of distance, similar to economies of scale, decreases the impact of that upward trend. The reason is that all miles are not equally costly, and longer trips usually include a greater percentage of the less expensive miles. Exhibit 5-10 graphs the relationship in a general way. For one thing, starting and stopping use more fuel and cause more stress on vehicles than cruising. Line hauls especially benefit from this phenomenon because they generally include a large proportion of highway miles. Volume. As you pile more weight into a vehicle payload, economies of scale reduce the cost per pound or kilogram, as pictured in Exhibit 5-10. Why? Because you're spreading fixed costs over a larger number of units. Thus, a full load is more cost-effective to transport than a partial load. So consolidate your small loads into larger ones whenever possible. If you don't do so, the carrier may do it for you by adding stops to take on cargo to fill the empty spaces. Someone has to pay for those side trips. Density. In shipping, low-density goods will cost much more per pound or kilogram to transport than denser goods like coal. The reason being that a truck filled with feathers is carrying far less weight than a truckload of dense coal. The variable costs for labor and fuel aren't much affected by the weight of the load, and the fixed costs are spread over the greater number of pounds or kilograms. Density can be increased by packaging as well. For example, items that require assembly after purchase are often configured this way to increase density. There is a limit to the positive effects of high-density shipping, however, because there is a cap on the amount of weight a truck can carry, legally or practically. Dense liquids, such as laundry detergent, will reach the weight limit long before filling up the volume of a truck. Setting aside that limiting case, Exhibit 5-10 graphs the general relationship of increasing density to decreasing cost per pound or kilogram of cargo. Exhibit 5-10. Economies of distance and scale in transportation. Stowability. Items with odd shapes that prevent them from efficiently sharing cargo space cost more to ship than items of similar density and weight that stow more efficiently. Redesigning awkwardly shaped products for efficient storage can greatly reduce the costs of transport and warehousing. For example, items shipped in bales are given a less expensive freight rate by shippers than the same items shipped in individual sale units, to account for the lower total number of items that can fit in a vehicle payload.
Handling.
Challenges involved in handling the cargo during the loading and unloading of vehicles affect pricing. Some questions to consider include: is special equipment required to move the cargo? Are physical dangers involved? Have the materials been properly grouped and packaged for ease of handling and storage all along the logistics supply chain? How the freight is packaged and grouped before and during loading makes a considerable difference in ease of handling at all subsequent stages of the process. Consequently, packaging has significant cost implications. Different supply chain partners, with different concerns, will be affected by packaging and grouping, the shipper, the carrier, and the recipient, or recipients, who warehouse, distribute, and, finally, unpack the goods for display and sale. At the end of the forward logistics supply chain, someone has to dispose of the packing materials, the pallets, boxes, wrappings, etc., by reusing, returning, or recycling them. Consider, for example, automobiles and motorcycles. From the perspective of easy handling, both the shipper and the consignee, such as a dealership, might be happiest to ship assembled vehicles that could be driven up and down ramps into and out of the shipping vehicle. To improve logistics, however, both foreign and domestic manufacturers now often ship parts and assemble the vehicles in plants near markets. Handling is far more efficient for containers of parts. This can also enable postponement, since parts can be assembled into different models. Packaging also needs to take into account marketing needs without hindering logistics priorities of safe and efficient handling during shipping. The most productive, cost-effective packaging meets the following criteria: efficiency of handling during loading, unloading, and storage. Protection against damage to the cargo. Communication. That is, packages should be labeled for ease of identification, tracking, customs, and handling. Low environmental impact. Liability. The cost of transport is affected by the need to protect the cargo against various dangers. If carriers are required to insure the cargo or cover any claims on their own, they will pass along the costs. Examples of major liability concerns follow. Susceptibility to damage. Televisions, for instance, are more of a liability issue than paper products. Perishability. Fresh fish pose a series of problems. Any delays in shipment or refrigeration failures can be ruinous. Value per pound. Shipping precious metals or antiques exposes the carrier to liability risk. Susceptibility to theft. Some goods are more valuable than others to thieves. The likelihood of theft is also increased if the cargo will sit for part of the trip or will change hands frequently. Shipments awaiting customs clearance are susceptible. Conflicts of interest. Each party in the supply chain has different needs and goals. Suppliers typically want flexible delivery times, large yet stable volume demands, and consistent material mixes. Manufacturing organizations strive for high production output and low production costs. Logistics and warehousing management seek to minimize transportation costs by using quantity discounts and minimizing inventory levels. Finance wants to minimize order changes, inventory, and product variety. Retailers need short order lead times and quick delivery. Customers demand variety and low prices. In short, conflicts of interest seem to be built into the supply chain. Because of the advances in technology, supply chain managers now have the information resources to make strategic decisions for optimal impact throughout the supply chain. While trade-offs were more one-sided in the past, it may now be possible to come close to meeting the goals of all participants in the supply chain. Here are some key examples. Lot size versus inventory. Manufacturers often prefer large lot sizes because they improve process control and reduce per unit setup costs. However, this creates high inventory and storage expenses. Advanced manufacturing processes seek to reduce inventories and improve system responsiveness. These processes make it possible to meet the needs of retailers and customers by enabling the manufacturer to respond more quickly to customer demand while retaining process control cost efficiencies. Information technology can reduce the lead times required by manufacturers to react to the needs of supply chain partners. Technology also allows retailers and distributors to track the status of inventory throughout the process, enabling them to better manage customer expectations. The improved information flow also gives retailers and distributors a better idea of the process flow and the capabilities of manufacturers. The increased confidence level allows retailers and distributors to reduce the inventory held in anticipation of manufacturing problems. The result is better coordination of supply with demand. Inventory versus transportation costs. When a payload is full, the operating costs are distributed among more items, thereby reducing the per-item delivery cost. When payloads are only partially full, transportation costs are higher, as more deliveries, as well as more gas, salaries, and maintenance, are needed for the same amount of goods. However, when units are delivered by full loads, it takes longer for stock to be depleted, increasing storage costs. Information technology can minimize this conflict. Distribution control systems combine forecasting and delivery schedule information to allow a materials manager to transport goods from various warehouses together, minimizing deliveries and transportation costs. Retailers may also choose to combine shipments from different manufacturers by break bulking. Decision support systems enable the supply chain to find a suitable balance between transportation and delivery costs. Lead time versus transportation costs. Lead time consists of time committed to processing orders, procuring and manufacturing items, and transporting items. While transportation costs are lowest when high quantities are transported together, lead times are reduced when goods are transported as they are manufactured. So there is a trade-off between holding items until there is enough build-up to reduce shipping costs and transporting them early to reduce lead time. Information can be used to reduce the impact of this trade-off, such as by using forecasting and information systems to anticipate demand, or by helping consolidate loads into full shipments. Product variety versus inventory. Organizations producing a variety of products incur higher manufacturing costs, while their manufacturing efficiency decreases. In order to maintain lead times competitive with those of a manufacturer of fewer types of products, smaller amounts must be transported. The more different products a warehouse stores, the less space there is for any single product's inventory. An additional challenge is forecasting the demand for each product since substitutes compete for the same customer. As a result, higher total inventory levels must be maintained to ensure the same level of service. Product variety, therefore, increases both transportation and warehousing costs. One solution is delayed differentiation, which involves shipping generic products as far out as possible, allowing the variations or customization to be added later. An example would be from a clothing manufacturer whose main challenge is to predict which styles will have the most demand, since production begins months before the selling season. A shipment of blue jeans can have specific pant lengths be quickly finished at a distribution center before shipment. Delayed differentiation aggregates customer demand across all products. This produces a more accurate demand forecast with less variability, allowing reduced safety stocks and better matching of supply with demand, forecasting and planning. With an understanding of the constraints on transportation and the trade-offs that are needed for the organization's products, supply chain managers can forecast their transportation capacity requirements and thus develop plans for purchasing the right size and type of fleet or contracting with the right type of carrier and transportation mode. As with all capacity planning, the goal is to have sufficient capacity while avoiding the costs of excess capacity. Getting capacity just right moves the organization away from the reactive and toward the proactive. In other words, from an emergency mentality to a graceful flow of logistics. The main problem with traditional transportation forecasting is that it uses actual orders rather than demand forecasts, so the time available for planning is very short. Historical averages can be used, but these fail to account for critical forward-looking information, such as an upcoming product promotion. Emerging transportation capacity forecasting tools, which may be part of a transportation management system, improve upon this system by linking to and incorporating the following types of information. Customer demand information from the organization's demand forecasting process. Marketing information so planned promotions can be reflected as an increase in transportation capacity requirements. Manufacturing and product strategies and decisions. Required carrier mode, type, protection class, and other transportation details related to specific product characteristics. A good transportation forecast is broken down by transportation lanes, such as various sea shipping lanes, as well as by transportation mode. Benefits of transportation capacity forecasting and planning. The benefits of integrating information from other parts of the supply chain into transportation forecasting include the following. The spot market for transportation is rarely used. Several weeks of notice can be given to supply chain managers responsible for carrier procurement. Carrier procurement can be detached from order creation. The carriers will be reserved but given their assignments later. It is easier to arrange for intermodal shipments. For example, rail to truck, which can lead to significant savings. Backhauls can be planned with sufficient time to reduce deadheading, empty vehicle return trips. Sufficient transportation capacity can allow warehouse staffing to be planned more accurately. For owned fleets, transportation staff and equipment will be more accurately planned. Transportation becomes not only less expensive but more responsive because you will have time to raise or lower capacity. Arranging things in advance allows for more time for collaboration between transportation providers and supply chain partners on the receiving end of the shipments.